This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Investigators are trying to learn what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. Navy base in Florida. It happened Friday at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and left four people dead, including the attacker. Eight others were wounded. The AP quotes a U.S. official who says the night before the attack, the assailant hosted a dinner party and showed videos of mass shootings. Described as someone who's been briefed by the FBI, the source is also quoted as saying while the attack was happening, a second Saudi student at the base was recording the event from outside the building. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he got a message from Saudi King Salman, who told him that the Saudi people are greatly angered by what he called the barbaric actions of the Florida shooter. After months of rising tensions and sharp rhetoric, Iran and the United States have come to a meeting of minds on something. It was apparent today in Switzerland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Iran and the U.S. have conducted a prisoner exchange that's seen a detained Princeton scholar released for an Iranian scientist held by America. In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Xiyu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States has formally restarted peace negotiations with the Taliban, 3 months after President Trump abruptly stopped the year-long dialogue aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Today's meeting was in Doha, Qatar. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.